If you're obeying God, it's going to get better and better and brighter and brighter. And the further you walk out that plan, the happier you are, the more joy you have, the more success you have.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Jesus said, I have come that you may enjoy life and have it in abundance. Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares about God's master plan, His path, and His place of peace.
Today, we're going to talk about the plan, the path, and peace. God's got a plan for our lives. You know, many people, probably a lot of you got saved with somebody giving you that as the first spiritual law. God's got a plan for your life. Well, it's the truth. He really does. And it's not just being born again. You're just getting in the beginning of it when you get born again. So if we follow the plan, we walk that path of the plan, we come to the place of peace in our lives. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about it. You know, a lot of people live and die. They never follow the plan of God for their lives. And so even though they go to heaven when they die, they miss out on heaven in the earth. The only way you're going to walk in days of heaven in the earth is be where God's wanting you to be right now. And when you're in that place, things work for you. And as I look back, you know, we've been at this a lot of years now. As I look back and I see how God maneuvered us. God just maneuvered us into different situations, into different places, and seems like the longer you walk with Him, the easier you get to maneuver and the bigger the maneuvers become. I mean, just like Ken was talking about, just in recent days, we've committed to go on and do a lot of television in other languages. And we've been in English for a long time. And here all of a sudden now we've gone all out for Spanish. We're going in, doing it in Germany, in German, in Farsi. Think about that. So as you go further in your walk, you get it's easier to move you in a place. And we don't want to be behind, do we? So the path, there's a plan, path, and at the end of that is peace. That's where everything's right. Nothing's missing, nothing's broken. The more we walk in the will of God for our lives and the plan that He's got for us, the happier we are. The older Ken and I get, the happier we get. Because we get better at doing what we're told. And when we do what we're told, things are good. Life is good. God just is able to do good in our lives because we're where we're supposed to be. We're in obedience. So we're going to talk about that today. And let's start out with Proverbs 4:18. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. It says, we're just going to read some past scriptures first. But the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous, that would be like those who are doing the will of God. Those who are righteous before God, they're right before God, they're obeying God, walking in the light that we have, in other words, and looking for more light. The path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day. Now, the more accurate we are on walking that path, the brighter and the clearer are our directions. And the more fun life is. Because the best place for you and me is right where God wants us to be at the time. Amen? And one step leads to another. Now the path, you know, it says it gets brighter and brighter. And I find that as we walk with the Lord, things just began to dawn on us. Don't we say that? It just dawned on me. This is the thing to do. It just dawned on us one day that we had to go on television and we had to do it right now. It had been out there in the twilight somewhere for a long time. I know none of you do this, but, you know, out there in the twilight, back there, you think you ought to do it. You feel like God wants you to do it, but you don't know how to do it. You don't have the money to do it. And so it just sort of a twilight area. But then one day it just comes so clear. If you don't do this, you're going to be out of the will of God. And that's when we get high behind. But the more we walk with God, the easier we are to maneuver. And we just can, it's easier to take it a step at a time. Now, we've learned to be bolder about our steps because we've been doing it a while. And so we know that, well, when God told us to do that impossible thing, He helped us to do it. And when He told us to do this impossible thing, He helped us to do it. And He never looks at your bank account to see if you can afford His plan. How many of you have ever noticed that? He is just not bank account minded. He doesn't think, now I'm going to call on somebody to build a new church in Branson. And let me see who has the money to do that. No. No, he doesn't do that. He says, who's got the heart to do that? Who is it I'm calling to do that? Because God can give us the money. Amen. This church is not very old, and it's an up-and-going church. They need a new building already. Yeah. Think about that. And so God's going to get them one. Amen? Yeah. So we learn, and it gets brighter and brighter. And one day it just, here's the way I used to say it. It looks easy. You know, when we decided to go on television, we thought about it, we knew we should do it. We didn't know how to do it without money. And then one morning coming back from Arkansas to Texas, we took our little children into Denny's restaurant in Texarkana, and we sat down and had breakfast. And we went on television in Denny's restaurant over bacon and eggs. In those days, we actually ate bacon. But we just sat there and we talked about it. And we said, well, why don't we just do it? What happened? Well, it dawned on us. And we saw, now is the time, and you better get with the program. Did we have any more money? No. Did we have any more staff to do it? No. Did we have any of the expertise we needed, the equipment, the people? No. But it dawned on us. See, that's what happens when you walk the path of the Lord. If you stay with it, it'll just come to you and, you know, we can do this. What is that? That's faith. That's faith. You believe that God is going to enable you to do that task, that assignment that He's put out before you. So this is a great scripture. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches full strength and glory in the perfect day. Glory to God. The path of the righteous. Now let's look at the scripture in 318. This is in Amplified in Proverbs. Talking about wisdom. In 15 it says, skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies. See, the word of the Lord to you. The word of the Lord written down in the book. The word of the Lord written on your heart that comes to you to direct you and to guide you. That is more precious than anything in this natural realm. Because if you get in that spot, then all the things you need in the natural realm are there. You get into the plan of God for your life and you will not lack. You'll have what you need. You'll have what it takes to do. In fact, you'll have an abundance. All through the Bible, we're taught when we obey God, we get blessed. And we're taught when we disobey God, we're subtracted from. So, you know, really, it's our choice. There's not any book in the Bible that teaches that more than the book of Proverbs does. So we're talking about wisdom here. It says length of days in verse 16 is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. That's good, isn't it? You want to live long? Want to live strong? Want to have money while you're here? Oh, well, no, we don't want money. It's evil. Well, it just depends on what you do with it. If you're good, your money ought to be doing good. If you're evil, then your money's going to do evil. But I rather like it myself. I mean, everybody can do their own thing, but I've been broke and I've had money, and I prefer to have money. It's hard to be happy when you're eating Chinese food on Christmas Day out of a can. You know, there's just something about that. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just not the same. It's having a big turkey dinner and all your family in your lovely dining room and all this where everybody's happy, everybody's well, everybody's prosperous. That's the way God made us to live. He didn't want me eating Chinese food out of a can for Christmas. That's just all I knew at the time. Really, we were pretty glad to get it. But it wasn't God's best. His best is for us to have long life, strong life, life that's worth living, and have riches and honor. Now, that's what comes from wisdom. Her ways, wisdom's ways, are highways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So the path of the wisdom of God is going to arrive at peace. All of her paths, all of the things God, wisdom is the way God does things. Wisdom for you would be, and also the way that God wants you to live, what He wants you to do, what your calling is. You may be a doctor or a lawyer. Whatever He calls you to be, that's where you're going to be the best. That's where you're going to prosper the most. Amen. Her ways are peace. She, wisdom, is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her. Happy, blessed, fortunate, to be envied is everyone who holds her fast. Now, when wisdom comes, you get a word of direction, a word of wisdom from heaven telling you what to do. You got to hold fast to it. Because it's not always going to be an easy way to go. But if you hold fast to the plan that God gives you, He'll make a way for you. Wisdom will make a way for you. Wisdom is the way to succeed in this life, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, in every way. Wisdom is a tree of life. Now look at this. For everyone who holds her fast, the world does not have wisdom. The longer I live, the crazier the world gets. They don't have any sense. They are way out there. Why? Why don't they have any sense? Because they're in the dark. They're in the darkness. Darkness looks like rightness to them. And they make decisions in the dark. Now, you and I, we live in the same space, the same air, the same town, whatever it is. But we're living in the light, as we heard last night. And so what makes sense to us is what God says in the Word. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, it doesn't make sense to us. What is that saying? We're walking in the wisdom of God. We believe what He says is bad is bad. We believe that these bad things have bad consequences. We believe that we don't want those bad consequences. And we believe we're going to walk with God and obey Him. But if the world that's in the dark, they don't know that. They can't see that. They don't give God any direction, any time in their life. They don't listen to His direction. And so, they're in the dark. You and I are not in the dark. We are in the ark. Hallelujah. Noah was not in the, he wasn't in the dark. He had light. He began to build him a boat on dry land. He and his family were the only ones that had any light on the subject. They thought Noah was crazy. Why is he building that boat the size of a, well, we would say a football field. I don't know what they had that was that big in those days. Why is he doing that? Look at him. He's crazy. He has been working on that stupid thing. They might not even known what a boat was. But, I mean, they might have thought he was building a big building. It was so big. He has been working on that for all these years. And his sons are just as crazy as he is. Now, Noah had a path to walk. He began to hear the wisdom of God. If he hadn't listened to the wisdom of God, we wouldn't be here today. See, one man can make a difference for the whole world. As Jesus proved, he came as a man. But Noah was a man. And he just did what God told him to do. He just started building that ark and building that ark and building ark on dry ground. They thought he was crazy. He wasn't crazy. He was following God. God had a plan. The whole future of mankind depended on Noah. But Noah obeyed God, and he did what was right. He got light, and he walked in it. Hallelujah. The Lord, wisdom is a tree of life to everyone who holds her fast. Now, he had to hold fast to the plan of God, didn't he? He was a preacher of righteousness, so all the time he was building that ark, he was telling them they better get things straight with God. And then there came a day when the Lord said, go in and shut the door. And the Lord shut the door. Get on the ark. Take all these animals with you. Take your family with you. And then God shut them in round about. Pressurized that dude right there then. Pressurized it. I'm telling you, God's an operator. If he can find somebody that'll do what he says, he can get the job done. We don't have to worry about it. We don't even have to look at ourselves and say, Lord, I could never do that. He doesn't expect you to do it in your own power. He expects to do it through you. So this says, the Lord, by skillful and godly wisdom, has founded the earth. And by understanding, he has established the heavens. So this says to me that the wisdom of God, that is a tree of life, pleasantness, paths or peace. That means nothing broken, nothing missing. The wisdom of God will put us back in the garden before sin came. What was in the garden? Everything you needed. Everything in life that we need, the wisdom of God will put into our lives and manifest that. Whatever it is, our calling, whatever it is, whatever our physical needs are, whatever our body needs are, the wisdom of God, according to this scripture, is a tree of life. What would have happened if they'd have continued to eat out of the tree of life and not the other tree? Well, everything would have stayed rosy and wonderful all these centuries. But they began to eat out of the other tree. And what happened? Just what God said, they died. Well, this book says that all the way through. If you'll eat out of the tree of God's tree, if you'll eat out of the wisdom of God, things will go well with you. But if you're going to eat out of the wisdom of the world, it's not going to go well with you. And all the way through the scriptures, we're taught that it's our choice to make. We can take the wisdom of God and we can eat from the tree of life every day of our lives. Hearing God, obeying God. This is the wisdom of God written down for us. We'll have no excuse. And so God wants us to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed. You think, well, things just aren't going well with me. Well, are you doing what the Lord's called you to do? Well, I don't know. My daddy did this. This is what my dad did. He did this all my life. Well, that doesn't mean that's what God wants you to do. And then the next thing would be, if you're in the right occupation and so on, are you obeying what the Word of God says? Are you walking in the wisdom of God? You can't walk in the wisdom of God and disobey what He says in the Word. And so the Scriptures are so plain about that. But if we walk in the wisdom of God, we can continually eat from the tree of life. And we can continually be blessed, spirit, soul, body, financially. Our family will continue to be blessed. It's just up to us. So wisdom, the Word of God, the wisdom of God, it's a tree of life. And it says then in the next verse, by skillful and godly wisdom, the Lord has founded the earth, and by understanding he has established the heavens. So the earth was founded to operate on the wisdom of God. And the earth responds to the wisdom of God. And you cannot walk in the wisdom of God and not be blessed, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Everything about your life and your walk is to be blessed. Now, God's got a plan for each one of us. We all can walk in the shining path. It's a shining path that He has for us. It gets brighter and brighter. It's never, now Ken and I don't even know how many years we've been doing this, but over 40 years. And the path gets easier to see all the time. It gets brighter and brighter all the time. You walk out, you take that next step without fear, more and more and more and more. It gets easier to walk with faith. Because you think back on the last impossible thing the Lord told you to do, you didn't know how you could do it, and you saw it work out, and the one before that, and the one before that. You do that about 40 years, and you got a lot of good experiences to help you know that even though you don't know how it's going to get done, if the Lord tells you to do it, it will get done. If you'll do it. I mean, it's up to us to take that step. So many of you are new at this, and many of you have been at it a long time, but however long we've been at it, doing what we're told is what makes it work. Just obeying God and having confidence in Him that He only will call us to do things that are good. Everything God does is good. The will of God is good. It might look like you'd be sacrificing something sometimes to do what He's telling you to do, but I guarantee you it'll never be a sacrifice. If you're obeying God, it's going to get better and better and brighter and brighter. And the further you walk out that plan, the happier you are, the more joy you have, the more success you have, the more you have the ability to do whatever God wants you to do. And He lets you do whatever you want to do as well, because you want to do good things. You're not going to be wanting to do any bad things.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Don't forget to order your book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. You need to know. Once you know the master plan and you begin to walk in it, life begins to get better and better every day. It's still improving. I've been on this master plan for a lot of years, and every day of my life is better and better and better. God has a plan for you. And if you'll get in on the plan, blessings will come to you in every area of life. And also, we'll give you the special edition DVD free on God's Master Plan. So get that done today. Order some for those you love, because The master plan makes all the difference in the world. Now, this book has 10 keys to fulfilling your destiny. 10 keys that will help you get in the will of God and enjoy life in abundance as He desires for us all to do. So be sure and get it. God's got a plan for you, and it's not just being born again. That's the most important part of it, and that's the beginning of it. But we need to walk out that plan every day of our lives. And a good way to learn how to do that is to get in the meetings. Our Bournemouth, England Victory Campaign is April the 17th through the 19th. We are having a great meeting. We've had a lot of meetings there, and they've been very good. So we want to encourage you to come. It's fun to come to England, look around, see all the places that you've read about and seen pictures of. You can do that, but then you can get the Word of God, which is the most important thing. Ken and I love to teach and minister to our friends in every land. We love to go and share the Word of God, and there'll be people there from a lot of different European countries. So come and be with us. Thank you for being part of the audience today. God is good to us. He's good every day. I believe God with you today for increase in your finances, increase in your family, increase in your physical body. The blessing, I speak the blessing to you today. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll see you again tomorrow, and remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Europe for two special meetings this April. First, come to the Bournemouth Victory Campaign from the 17th to the 19th of April at the Bournemouth International Center, Exeter Road in Bournemouth, United Kingdom.
It's been a real time of feeding and just spiritual uplifting. It's been wonderful.
There's something about getting together with people that you can't get from television or sitting at home by yourself.
Then to Switzerland for the Basel Victory Campaign. Join us from the 24th to 26th of April at Congress Center Basel in Basel, Switzerland.
I heard it in 2004 in Frankfurt, and this has changed me, and I hope everyone that goes to Basel, they go out from Basel completely changed.
For more information on these or other meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now, God's got a plan for us. He's got a plan for every one of us. Even if you're not born again yet, God's got a plan for you. That's why you're so miserable now. You're not on the plan. You got to get in before you can get on the plan. The first step in the plan is to get born again, to make Jesus the Lord of your life.